This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Truly on. Here we are on the verge of World War III. The border is collapsing. It's already collapsed, United States of America. There is no southern border any longer with the replacement migration. The changing of the demographics, the changing of the culture, the changing of what America truly is, with the pedophilia and the grooming getting normalized on a daily basis. You see the absolute deterioration of any kind of moral code, which is all by design. You see all these things coming to full culmination to the very end of what we know is to come, where lawlessness is going to abound, and you're watching the defund of the police, you're watching riots in the streets, you're watching the dismantling of the United States of America, you're watching law and order get absolutely dismantled, raped, and thrown away in the trash. You're seeing basic biology get absolutely perverted and distorted. Can't identify what a basic male is, can't identify what a basic female is without freaking triggering some woke loser with rainbow hair and them crawling to their safe space and threatening to sue you because you said something that hurt their feelings. You talk about a hyper-feminized society where you can't say anything that offends anyone because it's true. You see the absolute Luciferian, satanic, occult sacrifice of babies. They call it abortion and health care for women and women's rights on a daily basis. These blood occult rituals that you see on a daily basis. The attack on the nuclear family, the rise in communism, the mainstream rise in communism, globalism, obviously socialism, but the absolute showdown between the devil, the Antichrist, Jesus Christ, God himself. It is globalism. It is the new world order. It's every type of tyranny or tyrannical thought or ideology that is meant to withhold power and secure power and rule over the people. The absolute culmination will be the Antichrist in the end. Total tyranny, worldwide domination, one world economy, one world militarized system, one world leader, all empowered by Satan. Now, it's interesting when you sit here and you say those things and you hear those things and you're like, that sounds kind of familiar. The Bible talks about it. Jesus said in the last days, when the disciples asked him, what's it going to be like? What's it really going to be like when the end comes? Wars and rumors of wars, pestilences, earthquakes, natural disasters, mass instability, kingdoms against kingdoms, nations against nations. That's actually not just countries. Those are race wars, ladies and gentlemen. Race wars will rise also in the end. Is this starting to sound familiar to you? How everything in the United States is white supremacist and racist and they're turning everyone against each other? They're attempting to turn everyone against white people. I'm not white. There's nothing wrong with being white, but I don't like what's happening to my whites out there. I don't. They're being demonized just like the Nazis demonized Jews. Let's just come out and say it. The way the Nazis demonized Jews is how the New World Order and the so-called left and uniparty, with all of their anti-white, white supremacy, this, white nationalism, this, all this garbage, all it does is slander and slap a label over anyone that they want to shut down, and it's to demonize their targets. It's to dehumanize their targets, to devoice them, deplatform them, depower them, and make them and render them absolute powerless. This is why they even call black people white supremacists. This is why they even call me a white supremacist, because of what I just said. Because I'm going to sit here and defend a group of people that are obviously getting demonized. When black people get demonized, I will call it out. Brown people, you name it. I'm a Christian. It is my responsibility to call out evil whenever I see it. Not only a responsibility, it's a conviction within me. And you should have it too. if you claim to be a Christian. And speaking of race wars, this whole Jordan Neely thing out of New York is about to pop off. George Floyd 2.0 is here.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
It's very clear what's happening not only to the United States of America, but what's happening to humanity worldwide. The dismantling of culture, the dismantling of national sovereignty with the concepts of globalism and the New World Order, the dismantling of the family unit, the dismantling of parents, the parental system and apparatus that God has designed for human beings in order to thrive and raise and have families, the dismantling of gender roles, sex roles for basic biology and procreation. I mean, that's kind of simple to understand, but here we are in 2023 where all of that is racist, white supremacist, Nazi, anti-Semitic, misogynist, sexist, you name it, right? anything, listen, this stuff doesn't mean anything anymore. It's alt-right, it's this, all this nonsense. It's just a label they will slap over you just to shut you down and shut you up and make it look like you have leprosy so you cannot be dealt with or touched. No one can come in proximity with you because you are saying things that go against the absolute narrative. Now, I'm telling you, man, this George Floyd 2.0 is here, you guys. It is here. All right, if you have not been paying attention to what's happening in New York, you should, because I think that the New World Order, the Democrat Party, and the Unit Party, I think they have found their black martyr. Every election cycle, especially presidential election cycles, they get their black martyr. They get that black community weaponized and mobilized to push their agenda. They do it every single election cycle. Last one was who? It was George Floyd. They do this every single cycle. And now it is this absolute maniac, okay, that was violent, Jordan Neely, okay? So his death, this guy was choked out in a subway in New York because he was, quote, being violent, intimidating. He was claiming that he was ready to die and he's ready to go back to jail. And he's willing to hurt anyone on the subway train. Okay? Very threatening behavior, very threatening words on a train in New York, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? On a train in Ground Zero, 9/11 New York. So people in New York are going to be a little on edge if you show up on a subway train saying you're ready to take everyone out and you're ready to die. You sound like a terrorist, all right? So, yeah, the people are going to move on you. So, yeah, someone, especially a Marine, of course the public is going to take action. Who knows? You might have a detonator on you. You might have a bomb strapped on you somewhere. Or you might be ready to just pull out a gun and just massacre everyone on the subway. But you see, the far left takes this, and what do? And the Uniparty and the globalists, they take this. They take their minority, they take their token black guy, they take their token black martyr, and they prop him up as the new martyr of 2023, George Floyd 2.0. And they were so-called protesting in New York on the streets, going against the police. Again, they were assaulting journalists, so they weren't protesters. And some of these individuals, of course, are coming and taking to Twitter and literally claiming that Jordan Neely has been lynched, okay? Literally claiming that he was lynched Because the guy was claiming he's ready to die on a subway train in New York and threatening the people on the train. And of course, the woke black people on Twitter are all coming out and claiming that he got lynched. You're saying Ayanna Pressley on Twitter says he was 30 years old. Black men deserve to grow old, not be lynched on a subway because they were having a mental health crisis. Jordan deserved better. Accountability now. Yeah. Apparently this guy was like a Michael Jackson, you know, pedophile Michael Jackson street performer. Yeah, those are the words. You know, when an individual comes out and says, I don't mind going to jail and getting life in prison and I'm ready to die and I'll hurt anyone on this train, that sure sounds like a smooth criminal, man. I don't know. It sounds like a terrorist to me. Not someone that got lynched. There it is. Not be lynched. Yeah, I can't do the pedo Michael Jackson thing. I don't know, dude. It's just like, dude, this is how depraved society really is, right? Oh, they all defend the terrorist on the train with the terrorist rhetoric claiming to hurt people on a train in New York. No. This is where you see that society has absolutely lost its mind. All right, the guy, by the way, had more than 40 arrests. I think it was 44 in total. And, by the way, at the time where he got choked out and was threatening people on the subway cart, he had a warrant out for his arrest. And some of this stuff was for some pretty violent offenses, including against senior citizens. So this guy beat up old people, or he physically assaulted old people. Yeah, this Michael Jappetto Michael Jackson LARPer street performer. Ow! I just, come on, dude. And of course, the NPCs, they go with their narratives to the mainstream. They go with their narratives to Twitter. It is everywhere right now. It is all over the place. Oh, Jordan Neal was such a terrible person. Oh, excuse me. Jordan Neal was not a terrible person. He shouldn't have been lynched. It's just another black man getting destroyed by a white man. Leaving out all the facts I just gave you. Because this is what they do. They take a token black guy, they use a black martyr, and they prop him up. That's what they do. Here we are on the verge of the 2024 election. Right on schedule, isn't it? Right on schedule. You know how the New World Order functions. Well, we need another black guy. Because how else are we going to push our agenda on the streets? Because the black community is so, this is how they think. The black community is, they're so stupid, they just keep trusting and believing and listening to us. Just keep them on welfare. Keep them on Section 8 housing. Just keep them in the ghettos. Keep them on this hamster wheel in society, thinking that we actually care about them. So every time we need their votes, every time we need their support, every time we need them in the streets, get a token black martyr. Prop them up, get them on CNN, get them on MSNBC, get all the NPCs to push the narrative, say he's been lynched, and that is how we're going to amplify the blacks. That's what they do! I'm just saying what everybody else is saying. You guys know I'm right! That's literally what they do every single presidential election cycle. Every now and then a midterm, right? Every now and then a midterm. But this is part of the dehumanizing agenda. Because it's not about what's right, it's not about what's just, it's not about any of those things. Because why do they come out with these lies? Why do they try to make people like George Floyd, Fentanyl Floyd, right? That got himself killed. Why do they try to make Jordan Neal look like some kind of martyr? Why do they try to make them look like the good guys? And the actual good Samaritans in New York that, I guarantee you, this hasn't come out yet, but I guarantee you people on that subway probably thought this guy was a terrorist. All right? You listen. In New York, of all places, Ground Zero 9/11, New York, you do not get on a train and start claiming to kill people or hurt people and that you're ready to die in the process. You want to know why? Because people that might have a little PTSD post what happened with 9/11 and the psyops that took place there and the government just totally forsook anyone that was destroyed through all that, didn't want any responsibility, just kind of swept it under the rug. Are gonna kinda have a little PTSD when someone jumps on a public transportation unit, whether it be a subway or a plane, and someone's claiming to hurt everyone and they're willing to die in the process? Yeah, what do you think is gonna happen, dude? What would you do? What would you do? You're on a subway, you're on a plane, you know how terrorism works, and there's this guy dressed like Michael Jackson, threatening everybody, claiming to hurt people on the train, and willing to die. You're going to sit there and be like, oh, he's just mentally ill. Wow, Sally. Wow, Chelsea. He's just mentally ill. Leave him alone. What would you do? You know exactly what you would do. Everyone would view that as a threat. Everyone on that subway, everyone on that train would view this individual as a threat. Oh, but no, it's because he's black. It's because he's a black guy. He gets protected. Because he's a black guy, nobody could speak out against him. Because he's a black guy, because he's a minority, the facts cannot speak for themselves. Nope, nope, no facts. All feeling, all emotion, all propaganda. He was a black guy. That's it. That's their narrative. Oh, racist, white supremacist, the whole narrative, just the can of worms opens all over again. So apparently New York City is bracing for riots over the next few days and over the weekend. I know InfoWars will be on top of that. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And all you New Yorkers.
Well, Donkey Lady has been weighing in on the whole situation with Jordan Neely. You say, Drew, who's Donkey Lady? Well, I guess big booty Latino Congresswoman AOC. Of course she's got to say something, right? Because she's like the high priest of the NPC socialist commies, little globalist. You know what I mean? So, of course, she's got to have a take. And the takes usually never make any sense, but so here's what AOC had to say on Twitter, which is obviously going viral because she's an idiot. Jordan Neely was murdered. Oh, Jordan Neely was murdered. Listen, no facts in this tweet at all. Jordan Neely was murdered, but because Jordan was houseless and crying for food in a time when the city is raising rents and stripping services to militarize itself, while many in power demonize the poor, the murderer gets protected with passive headlines, plus no charges. It's disgusting. Wait, number one. Wait. So it's okay? It's okay for this guy to be threatening people on a train? Because he's houseless and wants food? Okay, so I guess that's just the new norm for AOC. If you're houseless and you're hungry, apparently to AOC, it's justifiable if you show up on a public transport system and start threatening everyone for food and threatening, you don't care if you get a life sentence and go to prison forever and threatening that, telling everyone you're ready to die because I won't get my chicken nuggets. I'm ready to die and I will hurt everyone on this train if I don't get my 6-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal. Damn it. What's wrong with you? You're all gonna die, every single one of you. Where are my chicken nuggets? AOC says that's okay. Just as I have a terrorist comes in, you know what I mean? Like these tranny terrorists, they're just gay, right? A tranny terrorist comes in. It's the same thing, right? Hey guys, isn't that the same thing that happened with the so-called trans person, but the tranny terrorist at the Christian school murdered 3 little Christian kids and 3 Christian educators? It's the same thing. It's literally the same thing. Oh, no. They blame the individual that should be responsible, or they don't blame the individual that should be responsible, and they blame the victims. Right? Everyone on the train is wrong. It's justifiable because, no. You didn't accept what were all the woke-tards saying on TikTok. The parents got what they deserve because if you accepted trans people's identities, well, maybe you would still have your kids. AOC saying the same thing. Well, if you don't feed homeless people, they're just going to start killing you, and that's okay because they're hungry and houseless. Of course she's going to say that. Why wouldn't she? She loves violence. She loves it. She loves the dismantling of America. She loves seeing the destabilization. A true socialist causing mass chaos in the streets. So that the people are beggars, begging for food, begging for someone to protect them, begging for someone to come and take care of them and all their needs. That's who AOC is. Don't be deceived by somebody like that. Demonize the poor. What an idiot. I mean, come on, dude. Like, you guys, you can't sit here and believe people like this. Talk about low IQ. That's a U.S. American congresswoman. Well, I guess so. I guess now. Installed, obviously. But I mean, what are people in New York supposed to do? I mean, for real, what are people in New York supposed to think? You guys remember Frank James? Remember that black guy that showed up to a Brooklyn subway? I think it was 2020. I think I got that right. You guys remember Frank James showed up to a Brooklyn subway? Just emptied a clip into the subway, dude, threw smoke bombs. It was just total assault on humans in a Brooklyn subway. How do you think New Yorkers are supposed to respond to something like this? What are you supposed to do, especially when it comes to public transport systems, with a city that has a history with some serious terrorism, real terrorism? And I'm not talking about, oh, the FBI saying if you say the word base, you're a domestic terrorist. No, no. I'm talking about real jihadis. I'm talking about, you know, rogue aspects of the American government setting up their own people. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? What are New Yorkers supposed to do? See, but this is how beta things have become, right? This is how beta things, right? Because New York used to be alpha. You remember New York used to be known for being tough, really stern, really aggressive. It's like just people cussing each other out in the middle of the street. Oh, they're just having a conversation. God, don't worry about it. They'll get over it. That's just another day in New York. Right? New York has always been known for that. Not anymore. Not anymore. No, no. Cucked out. Total beta energy. You're not allowed. Another thing New York has always been known for is like dealing with their own and protecting their own communities from individuals within. You guys know what I'm talking about? It's like this mob mentality, but like in a way where you're protecting your own. You're watching each other's backs. Like someone wants to get out of line. Okay, you're in New York. You get out of line. Someone sees it in the streets. The people are going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. This is always, New York has been known for this stuff. But no, not anymore. Not anymore. Not any longer. Because this is a cucked out society, a beta society, where you cannot be like that anymore, especially if it's a black person. Especially, you guys want to know how this would have been like the ultimate, like golden ticket, the absolute overshield, invincibility shield for these people? If Jordan was a so-called trans woman, if he identified as a woman, ooh, this, that's like George Floyd 2.0 with like, you know, when Mario eats the mushroom and grows, like, dude, that's like the ultimate power upgrade for these people, because the ones that are ultimately protected are the mentally perverted men that walk around masquerading as women. But of course, people are going to act. People are on edge. But why do you think the New World Order is trying to take away your guns? Why do you think the New World Order is trying to make self-defense look like a crime? Why do you think they try to make those things that are obviously openly good and righteous to defend yourself against anyone that's violent towards you? Why do you think they've been trying to do that systemically for years now? Dismantling the Second Amendment, demonizing firearms, blaming murder on guns alone, not the individuals that are evil and that have evil intentions. Why do you think they've been pushing this agenda for so long? Yes, to take away the guns. Yes, to implement their tyranny. Yes, but at the same time, this is the psyop that's being run on the American people. So when you're in a situation where you have to legally and lawfully defend yourself, you will be the bad guy. You will be the murderer. They will Kyle Rittenhouse you. At least what they attempted to do to Kyle. I was there. I testified in that trial. I watched them try to dismantle a human being's right to self-defense multiple times. And they made him the villain, and they made the aggressors the victims. This is only going to continue, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason why they implement these agendas. There's a reason why they run these psyops on the American people, because if they could get millions of people to believe that self-defense is something that is a crime, or self-defense is something that should be viewed as illegal or frowned upon in society, I'm not an advocate for violence. But I am an advocate for self-defense against violence. But the New World Order wants it the opposite. The New World Order wants their violence. The New World Order can do whatever the hell they want, but you're not allowed to defend yourself, are you? Because if you defend yourself from tyranny, you are a domestic terrorist. Does that sound familiar? Isn't that kind of how America was founded, you guys? Fleeing tyranny to come to the new world, the free world, free from tyrants. And here we are again, living it all over again. And if you attempt to defend yourself from a tyrant or anyone trying to end your life, you are somehow the problem. That's
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids
that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I think the easy take is, yeah, a lot of people in New York, and this is actually happening right now, a lot of NPCs and so-called liberals and leftists they're blaming the police for this whole Jordan Neely situation. They're actually blaming the police. They're coming out and they're saying, well, the police didn't get there in time. They didn't get there in time. He was being threatening and he was threatening to hurt people. And he was saying he was ready to die and all this nonsense with criminal terrorist mentality and rhetoric. But the police didn't get there in time. And that's how that white man put him in a chokehold and he died. That's what they're saying. They're blaming the police. So you might sit there and be like, yeah, you idiots, you wanted to defund the police. So if they don't have the resources, they don't have the funding, they don't have the abilities to answer your calls, even in your hypocrisy, to help you when you claim they're white supremacists. Isn't that funny how like the BLM black people are always like, white supremacist cops, but whenever something bad happens, 911, 911, oh, come save me, white cop, come save me. Shut up, dude. You guys made this hole. Go lay in it. All right, you dug your grave. Go lay in it. You made your bed. Go lay in it. So sick of these people. That's the easy take. What's the more nuanced, advanced take? Let's go a little deeper. What is defund the police? Right? Is it just total anarchy? Or is it an agenda for a regime installation? Because if you take a look at what that truly was and what it is to this day, especially police departments, metropolitan and D.C., different areas and regions in the United States, they implement the diversity hires and they put all kinds of people that have the same ideologies. They put in so-called police officers that are just as woke as the politicians that claim all cops are bad and evil. And then people sit and say, well, that's hypocrisy. Yes, it is, but it's intentional hypocrisy. Because it's not about just dismantling police. It's not about dismantling law and order. It's about a regime installation, because they want to take out the good guys. They want to take the good cops out. They want to take the good women, the good men that wear the badge every single day. They take that oath before God and they're doing their job, right? Not upholding a police state, but upholding law and order to protect innocence, right? That's why we have laws. It's to protect innocent people from bad things. So how do you install a new regime? Well, you defund the police. You push out the good guys, make them go on retirement, make them give up, feel isolated, like they don't belong, accuse them of being white supremacists, accuse them of being American nationalists and fascists. If they don't bend the knee to BLM while they're marching and rioting, then they're not a part of the regime. Guys, this is all about the cult, all right? This is about the power structures and the regimes. They're all together. You take a police department, you push out all the good guys. Bring in all the bad guys. Hire people with no conscience. Hire people with no morality. Hire people that are not going to question anything, but just take orders when we call for another lockdown. Hire people that are not going to push back and cite the oath they took that goes against the Constitution of the United States, that goes against what's morally true or right. No. They're not going to question any of that. They're just going to push forward and do as they're told and uphold the police state. So over time, you defund the police and you push out the good guys, make them go on retirement, make them quit, feel isolated, you know, cancel them, destroy them. They do this in the CIA. They do this in the FBI. They're doing it in the military. Are you starting to see what I'm seeing, you guys? It's a total dismantling of the three-letter agencies, police departments, you name it, even the military. That's why the United States Navy is putting out ads, you know, trying to attract more people and recruitment by using drag queens. Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to scare the CCP. Just have have sailors running around and dressed as women. No. You know, I take that back. Not dressed as women. Dressed as like a comical, obnoxiously like clown looking woman thing. Right? But all of this is to dismantle these systems that God has given us, by the way, because law and order is something given by God. It's to protect innocence. God gave the law to the Israelites when they exodus out of Egypt for what? To teach them the way, how to have a stable society, have some kind of safety for innocence, and how to judge evil righteously, and very basic, very simple. But the New World Order does the opposite, because the PSYOP is push out all the good guys. Use the token blacks, use the token minorities, use the martyrs to continue to push the agenda. We defund the police, make it look like there's going to be total anarchy. So now we have a new regime. This, guys, what I'm talking about may not come to full fruition, like maybe 10 or 15 years from now. Because it's happening now, and it kind of just started in 2020, where they went overdrive BLM to fund the police, and they started hiring all these diversity hires that have no morality, that think everyone's a racist, and they just do what the regime tells them to do. They don't question anything. Imagine this in 20 years, right? If they actually just go forward with their plans and no one stops them, and the good guys and the good women just all leave. So when you finally decide to have another lockdown, when you finally decide to implement your tyranny, when you finally decide to, protect the pedophiles and the groomers, and you decide to deploy police, FBI, you name it, the military, right? Martial law, you decide to deploy these people, to go after individuals, parents that may not agree with so-called gender ideology, transgender this, homosexual that. Oh, well, they're a domestic terrorist, so have police go to their house, knock on their door, break down their door, take their children from them, and send them into a gulag or concentration camp. That's what the Nazis did with the SS. You got a bunch of people that had no conscience, that were willing to do evil things. That's how you install, that's what defund the police is. You take out the good guys, put in the bad guys to do your evil bidding, to uphold the police state, the New World Order, and to start attacking and dismantling everyone else in society that stands in your way because you can't speak out against a police officer. A lot of conservatives that are like, back the blue over everything, haven't gotten this far yet. What, are you back the blue when it's a police state? What, are you back the blue when it's the New World Order and they got an installed police state? What, are you back the blue even then? Are you that dumb? What do you think a police state is? And I'm not saying all police are bad. What I'm saying is, yes, some are, and some are literal proxies and pawns of the New World Order, and they're willing to throw you in jail in order to keep their jobs, to uphold the man. That's what I'm saying. You got to really, really pay attention to this stuff. Because when it comes to full fruition, when they implement their tyranny, their martial law, and everything gets absolutely destabilized, look what's happening in New York. I know this was a long explanation because of how I opened this segment, is look what New Yorkers are doing. Not all of them, but people are literally blaming the police. Well, the cops should have been here. The cops should have been here. Okay, well, maybe we do need the cops. Oh, and that at that point, you got a police state. That is the dismantling. That is the destabilization. It's too chaotic out here. We need someone to save us. It's too dismantled. There's so much badness going. We need the police state. We need the police state. And you get all these immoral, evil, wicked people that will impose tyranny on everyone. And the New World Order at the top, the federal government, whatever it looks like at the time, will be calling all the orders, will be calling all the shots, will be imposing their agendas, imposing their will upon you, and no one in any police department, in the military, in the FBI, in the CIA, no one will question it because they have been replaced. That is what defund the police is, and it comes in different forms. That's what the cancellation is in the military. That's what the cancellation is within the FBI. That is how they replace people. The agenda's here, and it's going to unfold, and people are going to see it for what it truly is, because we're watching it happen in real time. This is all about getting people desperate. It's all about getting people desperate. They need their people in. They don't want to be void of police departments. They don't want to be void of the military. They don't want to be void of the CIA, the FBI. No, they want them. Those are tools to be hijacked. Okay, those are tools that they put in their tool belt to use against the American people. They're tools that could be used for good that they use for the New World Order, the devil, and Satan and their own evil agendas. They take these things that could actually do some good in the world, and they weaponize it against you and me. Does that sound familiar? It kind of sounds like the current timeline that we all live in right now, because that's exactly what's happening.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You guys, this next story is really going to piss you off, especially if you're a parent or just a human being that still has a conscience, that's not a part of the New World Order, that's not a degenerate, immoral, disgusting pervert, that's into child pornography and all this disgusting groomer garbage that's all being thrown around, the rainbow flag and the pride flag and all this garbage, LGBTQ plus, LMNOP. They're going to put that P in there. I'm telling you guys that LGBTQP, it's here and it's on its way. P for pedophile. It would be a sexual identity. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you, man. It's inevitable. It is only inevitable, right? Because that's the agenda of the lawlessness abounding from the New World Order. Well, here's a story from the Daily Caller. Taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood LGBTQ Youth Club promotes National Masturbation Month. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read that again. Taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood LGBTQ Youth Club, a youth club, ladies and gentlemen, youth club promotes National Masturbation Month. I cannot believe this is real, but I can. A state-funded Planned Parenthood LGBTQ youth group promoted May as right before Pride Month, right? Right on schedule. Right before Pride Month. May apparently is now National Masturbation Month for children. A state-funded Planned Parenthood LGBTQ youth group promoted May as National Masturbation Month according to their social media post. Run by Planned Parenthood, the Rainbow Room in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is a program for LGBTQ youth ages 14 to 21, as young as 14, okay, to learn about, quote, age-appropriate sexuality education while connecting with others. Who are others? I don't know. Maybe a pedophile that's LGBTQ, so they're protected. According to the organization's website, the Rainbow Room, of course, promoted National Masturbation Month to sex-positive people. These are quotes. Sex-positive people. 14-year-olds, minors, underdeveloped. National Masturbation Month, guys, to children. LGBTQ. The Rainbow Room promoted National Masturbation Month to sex-positive people. I wonder what that means to them. What do you think that means to a pedophile? Oh, I could just have sex with any child I want. 14 years old? I'll take that. I'm gay, so I'm protected. Or I'm trans, so I'm protected. Come here, little kid. Want to have some consensual sex with me? It's okay. You don't have to tell your parents because we're just going to say we can't. They're telling us we can't say gay. Unreal. On their Instagram account on Tuesday, they posted this. Here's a quote. The month was not... they're calling National Masturbation Month in honor of a so-called doctor, Jocelyn Elders, the first black U.S. Surgeon General. Of course. They got to hide it with a black person. They got to hide everything with a minority. See what I'm saying? They use black people and minorities and protected classes. They're nothing but meat shields. That's it. Just throw the meat shield up. We can be protected. We can protect our pedophilia if we just throw a meat shield up. Just throw a homosexual up. We're protected. You can't tell me anything. Just throw a black girl up. We're protected. Black girl magic. Black girl magic. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. But I'm going to touch your little kid. Absolutely unreal. This is it. Like, this is it, right? Everything Alex has always ever talked about. The absolute normalization of pedophilia in society. National Masturbation Month for kids, you guys. They say masturbation is safe and normal as it reduces stress, little kid. It helps you understand your body, little kid, and your sexual preferences, little kid. It releases tension, little kid, and can improve period cramps, little kid. The social media post stated, the group's social media post encouraged viewers to tell a friend. Of course. Of course the pedophile's like, hey, you got any friends? Got any friends? You got any friends that want to come and celebrate National Masturbation Month? We're all LGBTQ and gay, so it's a safe space, little girl. Invite a friend. Yeah, molestation. Yeah, pedophilia. Sex with little kids. Yeah. Yeah, you think I'm obnoxious. These people, man, absolutely unreal. The Bucks County chapter of the Rainbow Room works with the program Roy G. Biv in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, which aims to be a welcoming space. There you go. A welcoming space, a safe space for LGBTQIA plus kids ages 10 to 14 years old, the website showed. So this could go as low as 10. 10, you guys. For all the weirdos out there, they're like, oh, 14 years old. That's an adult, man. What? All right, dude. You probably got some CP in your phone or your laptop, man. Unreal, dude. Absolutely unreal. And yes, this organization is backed by Planned Parenthood. In October 2022, the Rainbow Room received a grant, a state grant, of $630,000 to expand the reach of the Rainbow Room within Doylestown, Pennsylvania, according to a lawmaker's press release. So they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to pump into the rainbow room. Yeah, little kid, come into the rainbow room. Yeah, come sit on the lap of a tranny. You want to sit on a grown man's boner? Ha ha! Little 10-year-old, come here. Come to the rainbow room where you can get touched and it's safe. Cause if it's consensual, it's okay. If you say it's okay, little kid, that I could touch you with my penis, we're all good. And also, just some extra insurance, an insurance policy. I'm a homosexual, so you can't say anything against me. This is so insane. National Masturbation Month. 630K. To indoctrinate your children with their pedophilia. Let me ask you a question. In what universe do children need to be celebrating masturbation? All right? It's one thing for a parent to have a very private conversation with their child, the birds and the bees. Hey, touching yourself is, you know, in the eyes of God, it's not a very good thing. You know, that's a conversation for a responsible parent to have with their child when they feel that they're ready. Not to be all sexual and make the child feel like they're sex positive. The child's sex positive, so come to the rainbow room. And yeah, we got sodomy, we got dildos, we got gay sex, we got trannies, we got drag queen pedo time. Come to the rainbow room, and it's a safe space. I'm telling you guys, man. I'm telling you, this is how the pedophilia is being normalized. I always wondered how it would be done. How would they get society to view the molestation of children as normal? The rape of children, the sexual indoctrination of children. Well, they're doing it through the homosexuals. They're doing it through the so-called LGBTQ. They're doing it through the so-called rainbow flag. They're doing it through this community that is untouchable. You say anything, you get HR called on you. You say anything, you get canceled publicly. You say anything. Why do you think I'm saying this on InfoWars? There's really not many places you could say the things I'm saying right now because it is socially unacceptable to call people out because they're a protected class, Drew. Don't you understand? You got to be politically correct. They're a protected class. Don't you understand? So how do you get people to accept pedophilia and grooming? Well, you do it through the protected class because you can't say anything against them. Wow. Checkmate. These people are good, man. They know what they're doing. But you know what? We are in a place in the timeline where it is time for alpha males to breach the matrix, pull people out. It is time for alpha males to breach the matrix, pull people out, jack them out of the system. By doing so, we do that through truth, unapologetically. My style is loud. I don't care. But truth unapologetically, not for the sake of being offensive, but for the sake of telling the truth so that minds can be unlocked. Don't cuck out and be afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. Don't cuck out and be a total beta. That's beta energy. We are done with the beta energy. We are done with the political correctness. We are done trying to, you know, walk on eggshells, trying to tell the truth as nice as possible because we don't want to hurt the safe space people. No. Tell the truth at all costs. Tell the truth at all costs. You want to save the country? It starts by telling the truth, exposing the lies, and exposing these people for who they truly are. We need to bring shame back to stuff like this, I'll tell you that. That is exactly why, legally and lawfully, the death penalty is needed for pedophiles. If we can't do that, what do we have? I'll see all of you guys on the next one. Follow me on Twitter.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.